Yes, sir. Pharaoh March, Black Violin. Although the lyrics are transparent, I am not invisible. Let's go.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Jazz, hip-hop, funk, and classical music are just ingredients for the revolutionary music group Black Violin, with influences from Bach to Jay-Z. Black Violin breaks all the rules. You're hearing a little bit from their song Invisible. And Black Violin in Sioux Falls tomorrow night to perform in the Mary Summerfield Hall at the Washington Pavilion. Showtime, 7:30 Central. Their new single is called Dreamer. And joining us by phone, Will Baptiste. He is the violist for Black Violin. Will B, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me how you met Kev Marcus, who plays violin with Black Violin. You guys were stand partners, weren't you?
Right, we were stand partners in high school, and I was first there, he was second chair, you'll deny it. And, you know, yeah, that's how we met, in that environment, just playing classical music. And it was always a fun environment. You know, everyone in that school, because we were from South Florida, we're from Fort Lauderdale. And basically, it's a performing arts school in the middle of the hood, in the middle of the tough areas. And, you know, so everyone, for the most part, kind of looked like us, and we all kind of related to each other. And it was fun, you know, fun playing Shostakovich and Mozart and all these different things. But, you know, one of the things that we've always done is just always had fun with it by just experimenting and just, you know, playing stuff that we heard on the radio, you know.
So is it part of your education to kind of do that experimentation, or is that just come naturally because of who you are and your influences growing up?
Definitely not education. Like, we definitely weren't taught to do that. I think we were very strictly classical. It just, you know, we're the product of our environment, right? You know, after rehearsal, after the second period of orchestra, we're going to class and we're listening to Tupac, Biggie. We're listening to whatever hip hop that was out, you know, because we're immersed in that culture. That's who we are, you know. And hip hop is about expressing yourself. It's about, taking something that you love and expressing yourself in whatever way you want to. You know, I mean, that's what hip hop is all about. So we did it with the music and the instrument that we knew, which was, you know, the violin, viola, and it was just very organic the way it happened. It definitely didn't happen by us just like trying to formulate some cool idea. It just really naturally happened, and it was fun.
Yeah. All right. So tell us how Black Violin is born then as a performing group, and a little bit about this upcoming concert.
Well, Black Violin was formed, I think, because at first we wanted to be major producers. You know, after college, Kevin and I came back together, and we wanted to incorporate classical music in a way that no one's ever done it in popular music. That was the whole goal, you know. And playing on top of hip-hop beats and hip-hop music was something that we've always done just for fun. And we didn't think people liked it, you know. But we would literally perform with artists in South Florida, local artists, and we would notice how the crowd was just very drawn to us. And then we thought to ourselves, maybe we can take this artist route. Maybe we could bring these violins that has always historically been in the background, bring it to the forefront, you know, just like saxophone players or guitarists, you know. And that's literally what we thought. And we would put our music together in a way that, you know, we would perform and play certain in a way that we were either rapping or singing. You know what I mean? So it's, you know, he's freestyling, he's creating, and, you know, Kevin has an 8-bar or 16-bar verse and vice versa, and we'll go back and forth and trade verses. That's kind of how we approached it. And you know, with this concert, you know, if you've never seen Black Violin before, it's all about having a good time. It's something hopefully you've never seen before, and it's basically a rock concert from the violin perspective. It's loud, it's big, it's epic, you know, there's lights. You know, there's this whole theatrical part of it. So it's a lot of fun.
So
we have a lot of fun on stage.
And one of the things I want to get at is, you know, when you say that was the whole, you know, that was the goal. The whole point was to take the craft in a different direction. And talk to people a little bit about any pushback you had for that, because my daughter's a cellist, and I remember she took a master class once, and she was playing a Bach cello suite. And the first critique they gave her was, Bach doesn't need your help. as much as your... And she laughed out loud because she knew exactly what they're talking about, because she was putting a lot of her own interpretation of that piece, which is what she loved to do, what she wanted to do. And the first lesson was, let's let just Bach be Bach. But obviously her creativity. So what I want to get at here is how challenging was it for you, you know, in the classical world, for people to say, that's a little too hip-hop. That's a little too different.
The funny thing is, I think we started off in the hip-hop world first.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in the classical world, the idea that a classical musician can literally play anything that they want, something that is not in sheet, like in front of them, like in sheet music, was amazing to them. You know, you can find the most amazing violinist and just tell that person to play whatever they want. They can't do it. You know what I'm saying? You got to put music in front of them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that in the long was just amazing to classical musicians. You know what I mean? And, you know, playing Bach or any composer's music the way that is intended, obviously you got the conductor that has a little bit of wiggle room in terms of interpretation, and having the musicians trying to add their little twist to it, I can see how in that world there's pushback. But my main thing was, and our thing was, to create our own thing, create our own music, you know what I'm saying, and express ourselves in our own unique way. And it could be using a Bach piece and doing that with that piece and interpreting the way that you have. And it's just something that anything new is going to have a pushback, right? Anything that's just like out of the ordinary is going to have a pushback. I think for us, we just didn't care. We had fun. And it was a good thing that we started with the hip-hop world instead of the classical world, because the hip-hop world, that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all about the freshness and the new thing. And it's like, oh my God, he's playing his violin on top of Biggie. I've never seen that before. That's dope.
Right.
Whether in the classical world, hey, he's taking his, you know, Brandenburg piece and doing something crazy with it. I don't know. My mind can't process this, you know. So I think starting with the hip hop world really gave us the confidence and just, look, you know, we were just like, listen, we're gonna be who we are and express the way that we want to, and that's it, you know.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. My guest is from Black Violin. His name is Will B, and they're playing. Kev Marcus is on violin. Will B is on viola. They're at the Washington Pavilion tomorrow night. And we've got a little song here for you from their latest single. Here's a piece of Dreamer. And that's the latest single from Black Violin, Dreamer. I've got Will B on the phone with me here. He's calling us from Rock Island, Illinois on tour, and they're coming to Sioux Falls. Tell us a little bit about bringing some new students. What kind of educational component do you have to the concerts and the tour?
Well, you know, the idea of just incorporating hip-hop in the classical music is always something that inspired kids and inspires everybody. But kids particularly are always drawn to it because, you know, they don't think of the violin in that way, you know? So therefore, they can translate it to anything else. Like, for instance, anything that they have a passion for, you know, they can think about it in a different way and expand on that, you know? And with the kids, it's the same thing, you know? Like, we perform for them and they just go crazy because for an hour that we perform for them, they're able to just kind of just be free, right? Be free to express themselves, be free to think. And sometimes certain communities will bring some kids on stage with us, some string kids, and they'll end the show with us. And what that does is not only allow the kids to really see themselves beyond, you know, their environment, but also the community, I think, gets to see how effective and how important the arts is in the school system. So, you know, it does a lot of great things, just being able to talk to kids, express to kids, and to be able to do what we do and being able to inspire people at the same time. It's just amazing.
Now, you probably aren't surprised to hear that in this community that you're coming to, like in many communities, there's a current hot topic debate about funding and, you know, taking kids out of class to send them to orchestra. So give us your thoughts on, you know, hearing that in places that you go where orchestra teachers particularly are saying, you know, my kids need this and it's an important part of the school day. And school teachers are saying, yeah, we also need them to be in class and not in orchestra. And how do we figure out that scheduling? What's the value of arts education for kids who maybe aren't going to go on and sit in an orchestra professionally or create their own music duo and tour the world? Talk a little bit about arts education, please.
Man, it is so crucial. I mean, it's extremely important to allow kids to express themselves, and not only helps them and whatever instrument that they play and whatever they do, but it helps them in everything else. I'm the testament. I'm the perfect example in that, how I excelled in other aspect of being in school, whether it's math or whatever. You know, I'm able to focus more. And it doesn't matter if the kid's not going to pursue music. You know what I'm saying? It's something that is going to help them further in their, you know, in their growth. You know what I mean? And I think people in communities and they just need to see it, right? And the teachers, and not only the teachers, but the parents, they need to take control of this. I mean, a lot of time parents feel like they don't have any power. You know what I mean? And the truth of the matter is, if you make enough noise, people will listen. You know what I'm saying? You can see how effective your child and how your child is able to focus with this, with the arts. Fight for it, you know what I'm saying? If it's anything else, if it's basketball or football, I mean, people will raise hell, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to arts or anything dealing with arts, you know what I mean? It takes a back seat, and it's not right. It's not fair, you know? And I think it's, you know, it's sad because it's being cut. Even the school that we grew up in Dillard High School and middle school, for a lot, Parkway Middle, you know, the strength program is not there anymore. So we're fighting to put the strength program back there, you know. So it's sad. But, you know, we got to keep going and keep really preaching this message of, like, you know, it's needed, it's important, it's necessary.
Yeah. And Black Violin will make some noise tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. in Sioux Falls at the Washington Pavilion. We're going to leave you with a little music from Stereotypes, but before we do that, just the close will be, if you will, with Stereotypes and racial coding for classical music. That's something that you've dealt with a lot in your work.
Yeah, you know, for us, you know, Kevin and I, we don't look like, you know, that we should be playing the violin or viola. You know, I get it all the time. What's in that case? You know, especially at the airport. You know, I play with them. You know, they never guess what it is, really. You know, very few people do, you know. But it's something that we've dealt with our whole lives, playing this instrument, you know. And that's one of the things, honestly, we don't shy from. You know, we perform in a lot of places around this country where, you know, there's a lot of divisions and there's a lot of just misconceptions about individuals and how they look. And for me, once you come to Black Violin Show, you see me on stage and you see us the way that we play this, hopefully we can break some of these walls, right? And hopefully, you know, people that you come across to that may look like me, you may think something different of them or and not what is being fed to you, whether it's the news or whatever. So, you know, it's something that we've dealt with a lot, and we don't shy from it at all. And it's something that we try to, you know, break the stereotypes, right? And one stage at a time. You know, that's how we're able to do it, and we're going to continue to do it.
Will Baptiste is the violist for Black Violin. Their latest single is called Dreamer. We'll put a link up on our website after the show. They play the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls tomorrow night. Will, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back after the break, but here's a little Stereotypes from Black Violin.